Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We will take caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. This sounds like a good movie. It's by the guy, if you like This Is Us, this is the thing for you. This is the guy who created it, Dan Fogelman, and it's written and directed by him. It's called Life Itself, and we have a pair of reserve seats at the Life Itself Advanced Movie Screening this coming Wednesday at the AMC Metreon, 7:30 p.m. It's rated R, so it's going to be a good one. And if you'd like to go, be caller 9, 800-400-3697. It's from Amazon Studios, stars Oscar Isaac, Olivia Wilde, Antonio Banderas, Annette Bening, Olivia Cooke, and more. And it's the This Is Us guy. It celebrates the human condition and all of its complications with humor, poignancy, and love. Life Itself. Are you guys going to review that? Is that a big wide opening?
If it comes out next week, then probably not, but we'll see.
Oh, because you have that other one?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you want to go check it out, call Hooman right now, 800-400-3697. We'll take caller number 9. So I want to start the trash with a list I found this morning for top grossing actor or actress of all time. And as I started reading, I went, wait, really? And then I realized what their parameters are. This is just, you had to be, it's every movie you've ever been in and the total intake of all those movies. So you have to think about someone who's not just necessarily a big star, but who has been in all the big movies.
All right, I'm going to guess.
Okay, take a guess.
Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher is not in the top 10.
What? Spike Lee.
No.
Tom Cruise. We're,
Tom Cruise is number 9. Oh, Tom Cruise, man. Movies, things he's been in, have brought in $3.9 billion total. Highest grossing film? Anybody want to take a guess on his highest grossing film of all time? All the Tom Cruise movies you've ever heard of, this is the highest grossing one.
It's not Mission Impossible 6?
It is not. It's not any of the Mission Impossibles.
Jerry Maguire?
No. Good guess.
Is it that old? Is it older?
Top Gun.
No, it's not old. Oh, I mean, it's not young either, though. It's, I don't know, 10 years
old. Is it
The
Mummy? The Mummy was good.
Not The Mummy. Oh. No, no. Don't look it up.
I'm not. I'm just looking at movies.
Oh, okay.
Is that cool? Is that
excuse?
Here, I'll show Vinny, too. He's just...
What movies has he done?
I'm gonna scroll along all his movies.
Can't be Vanilla Sky.
It's not
AI.
No.
Let's see. Can't be that. No.
What is
A Few Good Men?
No.
Who, man?
I'm just gonna tell you what it is. Unless you want to keep guessing.
Well, where's our movie guy? Tell us.
I think he's getting the winner right now. It's War of the Worlds.
Oh,
get
of
the
all
heck
things,
out.
It made $234 million, and that's his highest grossing film, which I found incredibly surprising.
Well, this must just be in the U.S.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure it is. All right. Who else is on the list of the top grossing actors and actresses
of all time?
All right.
So the reason I said Spike Lee is because they put him in every one of the Marvel movies. And so he's someone that maybe isn't considered an actor, but he's in every one of them. So let's go with Tom Hanks.
When you're saying Spike, you mean Stan Lee.
Stan Lee. That's what I'm...
Spike Lee's a director. Yeah, Stan Lee is not in the top 10, although that's the reasoning you need to use, Vinny. And what was the next one you just said?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is number 4. Oh.
Okay.
He made $4.6 billion total for all his movies. What's his highest grossing film?
Forrest Gump.
I'm sorry, it is Toy Story 3.
Oh, there you go.
Which made $415 million.
I'm not surprised that movies, all those movies are great.
Give me some more. Who
else? Will Smith.
Will Smith is not in the top 10. But that's a good guess. I mean,
so Robert Downey Jr.'s got to be up there.
Robert Downey Jr. is number 3. Robert Downey Jr. has made $4.96 billion. Highest grossing film, Avengers Infinity War.
Chris Evans?
$678. No, Chris Evans
what?
Is not in the top 10.
Huh.
It's
because he's done 3 huge Captain America movies and the Avenger movies.
At number 10 is Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy has been in movies that altogether have grossed $3.8 billion. Highest grossing film?
Oh.
Shrek.
The Nutty Professor.
Shrek 2.
Oh, Shrek 2.
Yeah.
Robin Williams.
Robin Williams is not in the top 10.
Oh!
So Tom Cruise was number 9. At number 8, Anthony Daniels.
Who?
Anthony Daniels, C-3PO.
Oh,
he's been in all of the Star Wars, most of the Star Wars movies.
Come on.
Listen. He's
listen
been
what?
In them all. Listen.
Doesn't count.
But that'll give you an idea. $4.04 billion. Highest grossing film was The Force Awakens with $936 million.
Han Solo.
Han Solo is number 2. That would be Harrison Ford.
Right.
$4.963 billion. His highest grossing film, Star Wars, The Force Awakens, $936.7 million.
But he also has the Raiders of the Lost Ark series.
And a million, he's done a million other movies too, but he's in the big ones, and so.
Mel Gibson.
Not in the top 10.
Did you already guess Samuel Jackson?
Sam Jackson is number 1.
Really?
Sam Jackson is the number 1 highest grossing actor.
All the Marvels and Star Wars.
All the Marvels, all the Star Wars, well, the prequels, Star Wars, all the Quentin Tarantino movies.
Right.
I mean, let's not forget Snakes on a Plane.
Hey.
Number 1, $5.75 billion. Almost a billion more than Harrison Ford.
Speaking of the Quentin Tarantino movies, I just read an article that they're filming the new one with Brad Pitt, by the way, in the photo looks so like
devastatingly
that guy
handsome.
Is just so damn handsome. Of course he's a movie star.
Of course.
But one of the quotes I read was Quentin Tarantino saying of all his films, this one resembles Pulp Fiction the most.
Oh.
I don't know if that means the jumping back and forth or just the
visually. I can't wait. I love Quentin Tarantino movies, and I can't even think of one that I don't think is genius. And is there a bad Quentin movie?
But for him to go, he did it with the Nazi thing too, but for him to go, I'm going to do a film about Manson.
Right.
The Manson murders.
But I'm going to set it from the viewpoint of the two dudes who live next door.
Yeah, that's...
The washed-up actor and his body double. It's and you were saying they're filming at the Playboy Mansion.
Right now.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. What's it called? A Day in the Life of Hollywood or One Day in the Hollywood Hills? Or
Once
something?
Upon a Time in Hollywood.
There it is. I knew it was something. All right, so we're missing numbers 5, 6, and 7 on this list. Any other guesses?
Any of the Chris's in there?
No Chris's. There are no Chris's. So it's number 1 is Sam Jackson. Number 2 is Harrison Ford. Number 3 is Robert Downey Jr. Number 4 is Tom Hanks. And these are the top grossing actors and actresses of all times just based on the movies they've been in. I'm going to start with, 10 was Eddie Murphy. Tom Cruise is 9. Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO, is number 8. Andy Serkis is number 7.
The guy who played Gollum.
Gollum, he plays Caesar in the new Planet of the Apes movies, and he is also in the Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, but he's also in Star Wars. Was he Yoda or the voice of Yoda or something? He's in those movies too.
Hmm.
Because they list as his highest grossing film, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Who are you talking about?
Andy Serkis.
Oh, Andy Serkis in the Star Wars is that like crazy guy who Adam Driver kills. I don't want to give away too much.
Oh, he's the Emperor dude.
He plays himself. Oh, no.
He plays the Emperor guy.
He's that crimped up dude who uses the bald, the kind of crazy
he's
burn victim
Emperor.
Looking guy.
He's the worst bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
But he's in that, so he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, because Yoda was like a puppet at first, right? And then they went back and digitally put him in. That wasn't Andy Serkis.
That wasn't.
But he's Gollum in all those other movies, and those were all huge blockbusters. But the Planet of the Apes movie, and that guy's been like in a million movies. So there you go. Andy Serkis is number 7. Number 6 is Scarlett Johansson. Whoa. Highest grossing film for her is Avengers Infinity War, and that made $678 million. And she's responsible for $4.35 billion at the box office. And number 5 is Morgan Freeman. Highest grossing film, The Dark Knight. But it was funny because I thought to myself, what other franchise things has he done that have made him? Or is it just sheer number? Is it the March of the Penguins? Like, what is it that he's the God movies? I guess it's just the body of work has come to 4.5
billion. The Shawshank Redemption?
Sure, absolutely. Anything he's been in, you count.
Is that guy working right now?
Morgan?
Yeah. Because there was some hashtag Me Too stuff about him, mm-hmm. and I'm curious if it, but it quieted.
He has 4 or 5 movies coming out.
So he's people are working with him.
He's one of the stars of The Nutcracker.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see another version of The Nutcracker.
You're welcome, Woo. Sarah.
What do you mean you're welcome? Are you part of that?
He loves The Nutcracker.
I do. I love the ballet.
DC and Warner Brothers, it looks like it's on. They're looking for a new Superman and they're looking for a new Batman.
I don't like it.
Well, the Batman one for sure. I mean, come on.
Ben was doing a great job.
I agree.
Did you see the Justice League?
No, I have not yet. I'm working my way through
these. You're getting there, though, right?
I'm working my way through the Marvel movies first.
When you get a...
Oh, it's good. Batman. That's so good. That's a good one.
Thank you, Sarah.
Really, really well done. Thank you for finally getting that together. That's right. You're right about that. So, listen, this story is just, I'm only repeating it again because it's just everywhere right now. They're talking about how there wasn't even another Superman movie slated for a while, but Henry Cavill's been playing him. But there was some kind of contentious situation around a little cameo that Superman was going to do in a movie called Shazam.
Yeah.
Shazam? I thought Shazam was like a Shaquille O'Neal movie from
it
back
is.
In the day. So are they remaking that?
No, Shazam is a comic book character.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little boy, yes.
Benny, your hand
who
is
has up. Magic powers.
I read an article this morning that said Henry Cavill, unfortunately, his Superman has been handcuffed to a terrible director.
That's true.
And a terrible writer.
Yes. Mm.
And so for him, unfortunately, because of that association, he wanted the hell away from that character. Like,
yeah.
They've ruined the Superman movies.
They were so dark.
Because
and even the
of
way
the director.
And...
So this may or may not, depending on what you read, be him saying, I don't want to do any more of those.
Yeah. Well, they're saying it was a scheduling problem, but the thing I was reading yesterday was like it wasn't scheduling. It was he wanted all the money in the world to do this tiny cameo.
Which was basically him saying,
I don't want to do this anymore.
Let me
you
out
can't
of my deal.
Pay me enough to do this.
Right.
He's probably under some kind of contract
for
the next movie, but they're saying now that they might just, by the time they get around to making that movie, he'll be a couple years older, and they're saying, let's get a new guy.
His stock went way up after Mission Impossible 6.
And the other thing that's interesting about the online sort of groundswells that seem to turn out to be true or create truth is there are people already trying to get him cast in Marvel movies.
Oh, that would be great.
They're like...
As what? As who?
Well, that's it. They're all putting out suggestions of who he should... Captain Britain? What is that? Captain Britain?
Yeah, that's... he's not a big... I don't know him well. Let me see.
There were a bunch of suggestions. Others said he should be the new Wolverine.
Oh.
I don't know. It's hard. Hugh Jackman
embodies that, but they're going to get a new one at some point, Hooman. They definitely are.
He's out. He's already said he's not doing it anymore.
Yeah, so if they're going to do another Wolverine, they're going to need somebody.
Well, so it looks like Ryan Reynolds might get Hugh Jackman to do a Wolverine one more time for Deadpool 3.
That'd be great.
Right?
There is a lot more talk. I think you brought it up as this guy was being speculated about, Michael B. Jordan being the first black Superman. That's everywhere right now.
Oh, really?
It's everywhere. Like, people are saying, it's time. Let's do this.
Oh, I'm the one that said that, yeah.
I know. Oh, did you come up with that on your own?
No, I was looking at a list of
who that
should play.
That's everywhere this morning, which I think would be great. I love that guy. I would love to see him in a tight-fitting outfit. Hashtag me too.
Nothing against the guy who played Black Panther, but Michael B. Jordan should have been Black Panther.
Maybe.
I don't understand why he was the bad guy. I know, but he was, but in a situation where you could have a recurring character, wouldn't you have rather had him?
I might have.
You know, it might have been because Michael B. Jordan's a little bit lighter skinned, and, you know, they're supposed to be from Wakanda, and, you know, you got to,
that might have something to do with it.
Anyway,
also in this particular story, they're just speculating that Ben Affleck might be out. I actually read a thing this morning that was saying that dude's out. He's not going to be Batman anymore. They're finding, you know, he's having some personal troubles. They say, you know, movies like this, you got to have your ass together because nobody wants to insure you. And the insurance is so expensive for a movie that has a budget this size. So Batman and Superman. Possibly both out.
Might be for the best for Ben and his sobriety if he does tap out for a bit.
I agree. Fan Bing Bing.
I don't know what
you just
said.
Is that her name or is it Bing Bing Fan?
It's one or the other. It depends on which one is her first name. And I think in China they reverse it. Your first name is last and your last name is
I think
is
your
first.
Name is Bing Bing Fan.
So we think that Bing Bing is her first name?
Yes.
Then you'd call
Who
her
is this?
Fan Bing Bing. She's a big actress in China. She is known to Americans for, I think it's like X-Men.
Days of Future Past.
Yes, that is it.
So she's been in one of the X-Men movies?
Yeah, X-Men Days of Future Past. And she's done other English-speaking movies and some TV.
Yeah, she was in Iron Man 3.
She was?
Yeah.
Here's a picture of her if you want to take a look. And that's her IMDb. And here's another picture right here. This is a bigger one. So she's a...
Okay,
worldwide,
she's great looking.
In China, she's incredibly famous. Like, she's done a million movies in China.
She's a pop singer, too.
She's a lot of things. Like, she's run afoul, they say, of the Chinese authorities, and no one has seen or heard of her in 2 months. Like, this chick is missing. And the speculation is that she's been rounded up. She's spoken out against communist China. Also, they have a whole thing in China where they said that actors and actresses promote an unhealthy fascination with money and that they put a cap on what a Chinese actor can make in a Chinese film. It's something like the star of a film cannot make more than 70% of the 100% that's getting paid to all the actors, which might not sound like... That sounds like a lot of money, but sometimes everybody else on the cast is making $350,000 and the star is making $20 million. So they capped that, and then they have like a rating. They have promoting money worship, distorting social values, misleading young people to blindly chase celebrities. Chinese authorities announced the pay cap in June. And then they have this scoring system where you score in, television and film star social responsibility report, which is compiled by a university in Beijing. And she scored a 0 on it. And they're saying that she may have been rounded up and might be being held by the government. So anyway, Fan Bing Bing fans, I don't know what we can do about this, if anything, but I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad. For all its problems that I live in America, where you can say whatever you want and do whatever you want, and the government doesn't round you up. I mean, at least not yet, that we know of.
I used to have a crush on this girl. I thought she's just so beautiful. I used to look at images of her all the time.
Really? Really? Just sit around looking at images? And then what would happen?
Nothing. That's it. I would just look at her and be like, man, this girl is so physically attractive.
And then you would...
Nothing. Then I go to bed.
Go to Whole Foods and get some yogurt.
Hey.
Huh. I don't know. You know what? When they announced that the Olympics were going to be in China and this was going to be a chance for us to see... I haven't been able to travel. That's probably what I should say first. I haven't seen a lot of places. And I definitely haven't been to China. I thought it was so exciting that we were going to get a chance. And of course I'm too dumb to realize they weren't going to show us anything. We didn't see anything.
No, we saw
but I thought
the city cleaned
there was
up
a chance we were going to get to see China. I'm still fascinated by it, but you hear all of these things that are rumor or...
Right.
Unless you see it with your own eyes, it's hard to understand. So they rounded up their biggest movie star.
That's what it sounds like. And she's not the only one this has happened to. It's just that, you know, she's been in a big blockbuster American movie. And so it the news actually got out here. Like, where is she? The last time she was seen in public was July 1st.
I realize it's a communist government, but you'd think the people would go, where's our movie star?
Yeah, they might also be like, oh my God, I'm so scared to ask where our movie star is. It's frightening. I thought it was just such a crazy story. Because
have
it's
you guys,
so, not...
so you've traveled a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You've been traveling. Did China ever come up?
Absolutely.
On the...
we,
oh, it did.
We will go to China at some point.
Oh, you're going to?
Oh my God. It would be amazing
China
to go to China.
China is amazing.
I mean, just the Great Wall alone. I want to
so
go walk on the Great Wall.
Oh yeah. Well, I went to Hong Kong, so people don't count Hong Kong as China. But
right.
It, technically, it's in China, everyone. So calm down. But you need a you need a visa for Shanghai or what's the other big city
in China?
Yeah,
Beijing.
Yeah, you need visas to get into those two.
What does that mean? Is that
it's
like
more
an actual
than just
request?
Your passport?
Oh yeah, you gotta.
You need permission. Is that what a visa is?
Yes, you need permission.
So they look into you before they say you can come
to Shanghai or Beijing. Correct.
Really?
So I could land outside of those places and not go to those places? And
well, no. Hong Kong's the one you can get into without a visa.
With no problem, I see.
But
okay.
A lot of people are like, don't call that China.
Oh.
I'm like, why not? The lease is over.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe you don't know this. So if you work for a company, any one of the tech companies where people have to travel regularly there, are the companies the one with the relationship with the Chinese government where they say, we're going to need visas for all our employees? Or does each employee have to privately go through this process?
So I think if you're like with Google, your company will like be able to
float you a visa.
Yeah, apply
or
for everybody.
The
process
anyway.
Yeah, you're some startup, you're going to have to go yourself to the like Chinese consulate.
And you better behave yourself while you're over there. You don't want to get disappeared.
You know, before the relationship with Turkey and the United States went right down the toilet, you could just apply for a visa online for Turkey. I mean, I did. I paid $75. And I was like, boom, there it is.
Boom.
But now I couldn't leave the airport, you know, to get to Armenia. And then I ended up on the terror watch list.
Good times, people. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
So much stuff. Sports teams and whether you date someone from a rival.
Oh. Oh.
Crack makes the news.
Boy, I'm liking this break.
And fast facts after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. All right, listen, this is really cool. It just came down the pipe yesterday. Down the pike, excuse me. Right now, caller number...
What's the matter with the pipe?
I think the pipe is not right, right? It's down the pike, like down the turnpike. Isn't that the thing? No?
Okay. A turnpike? I thought it was like a pike, like an amount.
I think it was, I don't know.
I thought it was pipe.
I don't know. It's not pipe, apparently.
It's pipe.
It's not pipe. Down the pike. It's coming down the pike. It hit you. Got off at your
pike
exit.
Isn't a mountain reference. It's more of a...
I thought that was a peak.
What? Right.
Yeah.
Down the pike.
No, I don't know.
What?
I thought it was about the turnpike. But, you know, look, clearly...
Turnpike?
Clearly, this is a reference we shouldn't use. Because
I have the answer for
you. Oh, good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Please.
You can read it. Can you see that up there? No, on your screen.
Oh,
sorry.
Hold on. Oh, it is. It's a turnpike.
It's a turnpike?
Sometimes
they don't know.
It says the idiom meaning to, soon to happen or appear was originally coming down the pike, not coming down the pipe. But both forms are now widely used and understood. And coming down the pike, the noun pike is short for turnpike, which is a broad road, sometimes a toll road. Anyway, it so doesn't matter. It's so important what we're about to give away. This is what has come down the pipe. I'm going pipe. Just fell into my lap out of the pipe. It's tickets.
Oh, that's hot.
Thank you. Jesus, I didn't mean that either. I'm going to start over. Hold on. Wait for me to come home. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show right now. Caller number 9 at 800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Michelle Obama on her book tour, Becoming, An Intimate Conversation with Michelle Obama. This is happening Friday, December 14th at the SAP Center in San Jose. The tickets actually go on sale this Friday, next Friday, the 21st, at 10 a.m. at livenation.com. And right now, if you're calling number 9, 800-400-3697, you get to go. You get to be in the audience when Michelle Obama comes out and gives a little talk, a little book tour. So call us now, 800-400-3697, and you might see Michelle Obama.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley.
Boy, that really was not that enthusiastic.
Well, Yuzi's not here, Berkeley.
Right. Yuzi isn't here.
Yuzi's not here. She's out sick today. She's usually yelling that at the top of her voice.
All right. Well, then. Sorry, Berkeley.
Yeah, sorry. No enthusiasm for Berkeley this morning.
Fine. Let's move on. Let's do some stories. Here's what's happening. It looks like Florence is making land now in North Carolina. The Carolinas have had voluntary and mandatory evacuations, and we're now going to wait and see how this goes for them.
Yeah.
We should know by tonight what kind of trouble they're in. But it goes up, you know, these hurricanes run up the eastern coastline, so I would imagine there's even people worried about it, you know,
right
in New York.
Sure.
In Massachusetts.
And it's humongous, too. They were showing some from space shots of it, and they said that the space station actually had to use a special wide lens to get the whole thing in.
Mm.
It's humongous. And just the very outer edges are starting to touch right now. It's still, I think the eye's still 150 miles off coast or something.
Well, thankfully, it missed your peeps.
Thankfully.
So that's good news.
Yeah, they just started recovering from Irma. Or whichever one hit them. I don't even remember what the name of the one was. I know there was Harvey, there was Irma, but there wasn't there another one, too?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sandy was the big doozy up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one that shut down the marathon that
right.
time. Anyway, moving along, I wanted to mention real quick, because I've got a couple sports-related stories. There is Thursday night football tonight, Ravens versus the Bengals. No thanks. I'll watch Big Brother, though.
Yes. Survivor's right around the corner, though.
I know. I'm excited about that, too. But Big Brother's coming to a close.
Yeah, it is. And I while I have enjoyed this season, I can see less of Tyler squeezing his pimples in the mirror. I could see less of that. I'd be fine with that.
Surprisingly gross.
Yeah, I'm like, please stop. And then he's got a big mark on his face. He's in the diary room. I'm like, oh, well, there's the site of the action.
None of us could see it until you started breaking that thing on live TV repeatedly.
Yeah, you were all over that.
Yeah,
oh, it's disgusting.
That was gross. What's your deal, dude?
I know, please stop. Also on Big Brother, not to totally
No. I watched the show.
Was I the only one who cried when JC was talking about his family and having no family and just they all got messages, video messages from home.
Oh, you know what? I think I got up to get a drink. I wasn't really that into that part.
Oh.
What happened?
A friend of his was like, "Oh, you're doing great," and you know, whatever. This friend of his, Regina, and he's in the diary room crying after like, "I'm not close with my family. I just nothing I ever do is good enough." And like
his family doesn't like him.
Family, he didn't really go into it too much. Just that he was so sad because everyone else had family, saying, "We love you. We support you. The whole town's behind you." And he's got a friend going, "You're doing great." Like a friend. He's like, "Oh, it was great to see her, but it wasn't my family, and my family just doesn't."
That's too bad.
Doesn't have a relationship. My mom wrote to me. She's like, "I'm going to adopt him." I'm like, "Not if I do it first."
Are you serious?
I just felt for him. So I feel so bad. And you know, you hear these stories, people who come out to their families and just get like their family's entire attitude changes toward them, even though they're the same person you've known the whole time.
Well, and sometimes it's cultural because what's the girl's name that
Casey?
Casey's mom is not that accepting of it.
Her family was her dad and her three brothers sitting in four in a row on a couch.
And they said, "Mom's in the Philippines,"
Mom's
but
the
maybe
Philippines.
That wasn't the case.
Who knows what the case was, but she's actually cried into the camera in the diary room saying, "You know, I love my mom so much. I just want her to accept me." And It's heartbreaking. It really is. You know, these are people that we bring into the world, and, you know, that's really all your involvement is. You can't dictate how they're going to live their lives or who they're going to be. You have to love them no matter what.
It's interesting that, well, it's not interesting. It's just, I'm 20 years ago, this shouldn't have been a problem. And now you'd think by now that this would be a non-issue. Right. And yet people are still struggling. And I absolutely am guilty of thinking that problem is no longer.
Right.
Well, like, because a person's gayness should not have any effect.
It doesn't have any effect on well, anyone else, but but some people simply cannot wrap their heads around it. They're the same person that you loved without reservation 1 minute before, and now they're just trying to tell you who they love you so much, they want you to know who they really are.
Right.
Oh my God, it crushes me. It's crushing.
So the Ravens play the Bengals tonight.
Go Bengals?
No, no one's going to watch that.
Okay.
Yuck.
I don't want the Ravens to win. I like the Ravens.
A new survey asked sports fans what sacrifices they've made for their favorite teams.
Oh, like did they postpone their wedding because their team
got into
the playoffs?
Have you traveled more than 3 hours for a game?
Oh. Have I? Are you looking at me?
Well, no, I think I'm actually asking the question of John through you.
I will say that he has. He's flown home for a game.
And the guy's gone to the draft, for Christ's sake.
That's true, actually. He does love his team.
And he gets the draft periodicals.
I think he doesn't. He must get those online because they don't come to the house anymore.
Have you spent money you shouldn't have on a sports event?
I don't think he's, I don't know. I mean, he probably
How far back?
Have.
Was he a real sports fan back when he was, you know, like a heavy metal guy?
Oh, he's always
when
been
he was
a
in
huge
Cross Dagger.
Boston team.
He still loved his teams.
All the teams, too. All the Boston teams.
Well, yeah, that's like pretty typical. Like, East Coast, you grow up married to your teams.
You do. It's a cultural thing.
It absolutely is. That's actually what I'm getting at, is I think this is not California. The same way, because in California, what you have is a lot of people who will go, I'm a Cubs fan.
Right.
What? Well, yeah, I moved here from Chicago.
Or
and
my
I,
parents did, and that's who they like. And we're a Cubs family. Like, I do think that the population here is much more, people make pilgrimages to live in California.
Right.
No one's doing that to go to St. Louis. Or maybe.
Right.
Maybe they've worked their whole life to get there and support the Blues.
Have missed work. For a sporting event.
Oh, John's definitely missed work.
Missed a family event for a sporting event.
I don't know. Have you?
No, I've missed work for sex that one time.
It's like a sporting event, but not, you didn't wear team colors.
But no,
anything.
As much as I love sports, I don't, no.
Yeah, you're not living and dying by whatever game.
No, I very young, because I grew up down south. Fairly young, I watched the Rams split and just went, oh, this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these teams aren't part of us. They're some guy's possession.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was
guy,
in St. Louis when they showed up, though, and they were
right.
They were so happy.
I know they were.
They're so sad they left now. They built them a stadium. They did a whole thing.
And while I'm surprised as how many Raiders fans have said, we'll follow them anywhere, I have started to see the splintering, which is the broken-hearted Raiders fans saying,
it's awful.
No, you guys, you know, no, I won't be with you for that. So
it's going to be weird to see what kind of fan base they get in a place like Vegas, which I think, if anything, is more transient than California. You know,
well,
people are in and out of there.
What you'll see, and this is what they're banking on, is you'll see a lot of, let's say, Pats fans who say, oh, we're going to Vegas for that one.
Good call. So even in their home stadium, they may be the underdogs.
Well, yes. Yeah. There may be teams that travel really well. I don't know if Packers fans are into Vegas debauchery, but whichever teams have
hotels.
A loyal following,
right.
They will find, you know, those people will say, a weekend in Vegas?
Sounds like a plan with a football game in it.
Yeah,
our
we're going to go get ripped for 4 days.
Right.
God, what would be left to you after 4 days that ends on a Sunday with
not,
a game?
Not a whole lot.
Not
then.
Much, right. So the question was, could you date someone who's a fan of a rival sports team. And again, I think in California that doesn't.
I do think that it depends on how big a fan each of you is.
But if
I randomly like the Sox and you're a Yankees fan, I'll be fine with it. Don't
right.
worry. We can gently chidey, you know, jostle each other during the game. Oh,
aren't we cute?
Aren't we adorable?
Yeah.
We still somehow make it work, even though we like rival teams. I'm a Dodgers fan. He's a Giants fan.
Probably not the same as someone who voted for Hillary and someone who voted for Trump.
It does seem like those are way more contentious.
They got ugly.
Things, yeah.
Amazon is going to be selling and shipping live Christmas trees this year.
Is really?
You want one to your house?
I don't.
From Amazon?
I want to go pick one out and support like the local Boy Scout troop or whoever is. I like to go local, and I like to pick my own tree out too.
What about when you tie it to your roof and it falls off on the highway?
It doesn't fall off on the highway.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Amazon's just announced they're going to be selling live Christmas trees this year. If you order one, they'll send you a 7-foot tree that was chopped down less than 10 days ago, and it'll set you back $115. Bless you. And it'll come to your house.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about that I can kind of get behind is there's nothing sadder than trees in the lot on Christmas Day and the day after and the day after. And then they finally get hauled off and you know they just got dumped somewhere. They were grown, they were cut down, and no one ever made them a Christmas tree. Like, how sad for that tree that it never got to be tinseled.
Yeah.
And so if Amazon is cutting the tree when it gets ordered, I think that that's...
That's pretty good.
That's better.
That's what we're doing now because there's Christmas tree farms up near our house.
Mm-hmm.
Our family and the McCutcheons, we got together, we go up, we pick trees, and then we cut them down ourselves.
Cut them and haul them out.
Right.
I like that. I always feel bad for the trees. I get that they farm them and that it's, you know, it's not the end of the world, but I just feel bad for any tree that thought all its life was going to be a Christmas tree. And
when we first came to the United States, we didn't know the tradition, and there I am at 4, and my mom barely speaks English, and we thought it would be cool. Like, I don't know what we were thinking, but we tried to cut down a tree ourselves. A 4-year-old boy and a immigrant woman from Iran.
Did someone come and help you cut it down?
No, it just took us forever.
Oh, you actually did it?
Yeah, we had.
So your mom's like broke a sweat, and there's you dancing around. And
we had one of those saws that you don't go back and forth.
Oh my god!
They give you them, or you bring one. But yeah, they're
that's
fun.
Hilarious.
You like it, right?
But yeah, you know, it's just.
Do you remember it?
I do remember that moment. Yeah,
oh.
Just it was so hard. We just couldn't figure it out.
And then did she know to get the base and all that stuff, or did she just lean it up on the porch?
We tried to lean it up, and then we've had the same base since I was about 5 years old.
Yeah. You can't avoid all of the stuff available to you for the Christmas tree presentation, whether it be the bulbs, the lights, sure. The stands.
Your mom was like, we are going full on Christian. Here we go.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. If you have to travel for work, your company has to apply for the visas. America requires a lot of countries to apply for visas to enter America.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So you're saying Google, if you were traveling for business for Google, Google would get you a visa.
Right.
The company sponsors your visa, says 408. It's the difference between a business and tourist. Oh, there's two different types of visas.
That's right.
So if you work at Google but you're going to China on your own, you're on your own, get your own visa.
That's exactly right. So there's so many countries that need visas to get into the United States.
Oh, 530 says, found a couple of articles that say Fan Bing Bing has been placed under control due to tax evasion.
Oh.
The articles say it was confirmed by authorities on September 6th.
So she is under
control. Is what how it's
control.
Worded.
Okay. Oh my God, that's so frightening. How does she get out from under control? I'm super scared for her.
Henry Cavill should be the new Captain America. Chris Evans is done too.
Oh,
is that true?
Yeah, I think
there's a bunch of them retiring.
Yeah,
isn't Thor done too?
Yeah, and Chris Hemsworth. Yeah, Robert Downey Jr.
After the next installment of the 2-part.
Yeah, that's right. They've
is
already
it
filmed finished
Avengers.
Filming.
Oh,
yeah.
They finished it.
Yeah, they finished it all.
So that's it. They're all done.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the post-production's done for it, too. They just need... The problem is they need Brie Larson's movie to come out first.
Oh, what's her name?
Captain Marvel, yeah.
Now, is Captain Marvel a boy in the...
No, it's always a girl.
It's always been a girl.
It's always been a girl? I thought it was some unusual thing that it was her.
Hmm. No. She's as powerful as Superman.
Oh.
She's super strong.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Cameras.
Where'd she come from?
Well,
the island next to Wonder Woman.
I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it in the film, but there's an alien and then her powers, like the alien power fuses with this human being's
powers.
So
she's a regular person. Oh,
yeah,
she's not
a regular,
regular
person, but then like
the alien gives her powers.
Yeah, she like somehow miraculously fuses with this alien.
I've always hoped that aliens would give me secret powers or get struck by lightning and have, you know, some secret X-ray vision or something.
My vote for Batman is Daniel Craig, says 415.
Daniel Craig.
Hotlines
Ring. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not for that.
No.
I barely like him as Bond.
Oh, he's a good Bond.
So rough around the edges to be Bond.
Right. It's perfect. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the cast of Dancing with the Stars, and it'll be downhill from there, I'm sure.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.